Well, allegedly. We don't know that. You're assuming that everything the Trumps say is true. And in fact, we know that many of the things that the Trumps say are false. So again, comedians get to be edgy. Comedians get to use four-letter words. Comedians get to make visual representations that are not appropriate for children. News organizations can decide what they're going to put on daytime TV, and parents can decide what's appropriate for their children to see. Next question.
Kathy, I'm also not appropriate for children, I would say, across the board. Like, trust me, like when I used to do a joke in my act when I was doing clubs, when I would, sometimes someone would shout out, I've got a kid here. And I'd say, well, you're at the wrong effing place. Like, I'm very open about that.
Yeah.
I think my shows even say you have to be 18. So I did say that at a live show. And in my live shows, I go off. Like, I go off. Mm-hmm. And I feel at this time more than ever, you need me on that wall. You need comedians to go off. And there's a spectrum. So I'm a big comedy fan. And I think it's important to have comics that do super clean comedy, comics that do political commentary, prop comics, all of it. So I'm... You know, this is the kind of comedy I do. So it's the style of comedy that I do.
Kathy, you said you've been bullied by the Trump family. Have they reached out to you outside of social media?
I don't think they have to. My impression is that they have mobilized their armies or their bots or whatever they do. Like I said, it's quite clear to me that they're trying to use me as a distraction. And I'm not going to be collateral damage for this fool.
Kathy,
I think he's a fool. So yeah. I'm going to say I think the president
is a
fool.
We're sort of going around this way, so...
You know, I can say that.
Do you have fear for your career after this storm dies down?
Absolutely. I don't think I will have a career after this. I'm going to be honest. He broke me. He broke. And then I was like, no, this isn't right. It's just not right. And I apologized because that was the right thing to do and I meant it. And then I saw the tide turning and I saw what they were doing. I went, oh, okay, they're trying to spin this and they're making it about Barron. And obviously that was never my intent. I would never want to hurt anyone, much less a child. But I started to see what was really happening. And then it was a mob mentality pylon. And so many people have expressed to me personally across the country at my shows, they're scared. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get arrested today. I don't know.
What do you think
but I have to stand up. Excuse me?
What do you think about CNN firing you?
It's hurtful to me.
It's hurtful.
Yeah.
It's censorship is what it is. I'll say it more bluntly. She worked there for 10 years.
Look,
she was the best thing about New Year's Eve.
There's a bunch of old white guys trying to silence me, and I'm just here to say that's wrong. You don't have to like me, but you shouldn't silence a comic.
As Larry King said, Ted Turner would never have done it. Can we go around? Okay,
Lisa,
I think we're over here.
Has Kathy talked to Anderson? Have you had a chance to talk to Anderson Cooper yet?
Has the Secret Service talked to you?
So, Secret Service questions. This is Dimitri Gorn.
Sure. So, let me I'm Dimitri Gorn. I'm the criminal defense attorney. Sure. We're representing Kathy in the criminal investigation, which we believe is going to be closed. Then we're going to fully cooperate with the Secret Service in their investigation. We don't even think it should have ever been opened. She basically exercised her First Amendment rights to tell a joke. And when you look at everything in the media, all the times entertainers make videos or express themselves in other ways, you've never seen an entertainer, let alone a comedian, be subject to a criminal investigation. It's really outrageous. And I believe she's going to be cleared. I believe the Secret Service is, you know, doing their job, I suppose, anytime they perceive there's a threat. But there really wasn't a threat. Ms. Griffin has expressed to you, it was just a bad joke. She's apologized for it, and we believe the Secret Service investigation should be closed as quickly as possible.
Kathy, do you think that if you were a male comic, they would be coming after you this hard?
No, cut the crap. This wouldn't be happening to a guy. This is a woman thing, all right? I'm just going to come out and say it. And I'm sorry if you don't agree with me, but I live it. I'm 56 years old. Everywhere I play, there's a male promoter. There's a male who owns a theater. The people who sign my checks are white guys. They're usually older white guys. I've been living this my whole career. I've been fighting this. And stuff like that happens, which is a moment for a comic. It's funny. It's called prop comedy. It's not my area. But there are other people that I can send you to that are better at it. That's what I do, guys.
Kathy, given the chance.
And then I cry, I guess, sometimes.
Given the chance, what would you say to Melania Obama-Trump?
Do you have anything to say to them?
I don't think so.
Okay. She doesn't have anything to say to them.
Kathy, critics might say, do you really think with all the going on in the world, the White House is going to mobilize with old white men to ruin your career.
They have. Why
it's
are
on
you,
Twitter.
Why are you doubting it? It is all over Twitter, but it's coming directly from the President of the United States to a 56-year-old female comedian who has no studio backing her, no network backing her. I don't have a big franchise movie coming out. He picked me. Don't you get it? I'm the easiest target. It's D-list comedian Kathy Griffin. You know what my life is? I go town to town with my bucket of dick jokes, and I try to make people laugh as hard as I can. Did I say that? I meant... Okay, but first of all, I didn't grab anybody's you-know-what, so...
Kathy, what do you say to Melania saying that you have mental health issues?
Well, I think there's a lot of people in this administration that seem like super nuts, and I feel like it's weird that you guys or anybody's acting like they're not, like, nuts. Like, they seem like a bunch of nut jobs.
But I also want to say something else. You know, Kathy Griffin and Donald Trump are not equals. He is the President of the United States. We used to say that with great power comes great responsibility. We used to hold our presidents to a standard that they don't criticize artists and comedians. I mean, that is the point here. He's not just Donald Trump real estate developer having a celebrity feud. He's using the power of the federal government against her. There's a Secret Service investigation of her, which is completely ridiculous. And he and his family is calling on Twitter for her to be fired from her job.
That's what this is about.
Yeah, one is not enough. Two is not enough. Anybody who supports her should get fired from his job. That is outrageous and unprecedented.
How many jobs have you lost so far this week? How many cancellations of concerts?
Up to date, I think I've had 5 cancellations of concerts. I have to say the most ironic one is a casino in Albuquerque. I'm just saying, there's some irony there.
What did you think of those first few hours?
Okay, so you guys want the story of what I was thinking. Is that correct?
Yeah. Did you speak to Tyler in the morning and didn't he ask you if you were...